News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday United Way of the Brazos Valley update. Allison Prince on board, and Carrie Haynes also here from Scotty's house. And before we get to Carrie, Allison, what are we up to as far as campaign stuff?
Oh, campaign is moving. We have lots and lots of campaign rallies going on. I was out at Bryan ISD's maintenance department or facilities department this morning, and they were doing United for Pie, and we got to watch some people get pies in the face, and including Dr. Wallace. So check out our Facebook page for those pictures of Dr. Wallace taking a pie for United Way.
I'm surprised he hasn't posted one yet.
He may have by now. He may have. He was still getting the chocolate sauce and whipped cream out of his ears and his nose when I left. So he may, I think he was needing to resort to, I think there was only a shower was going to help with that, getting it off of his head. It was
or
everywhere.
Just going outside from the rain.
You know,
morning.
That's what he said. That's the last thing he said. He said, I'm going outside to wash off. So,
well, and it's fun to see those types of events take place. It's not just about presentations. You have to get down to the serious business, but to be able to do it in a lighter way.
Yeah,
too.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, and it was coming together and some fun, friendly banter between a department of people that, you know, they deal with facilities of schools, and so they're, you know, busy a lot, and so it was good to just kind of start off a Monday morning with some fun for a good cause, and they all believe in the work because, of course, they work in education every day, and that's something that United Way really focuses on and wants to invest in is our education in our community, along with financial stability and health. So they believed in the mission, and so they just wanted to have some fun and raising some money. So we'll have results from that, but they usually raise in just about an hour, hour and a half, they raise usually about $2,000, so it's pretty impressive.
I usually bring this up at the end, but let's go ahead and bring it up at the outset for those who are still looking maybe to get a presentation. There's still time to make that happen.
Absolutely. You can have us come out and do more of a formal presentation, or you can put together your own fun little pie event or something like that that your company would like to do. So you can always call our office at 979-696-4483 or visit our website at uwbv.org.
All right, let's get Carrie in here, Carrie Haynes from Scotty's house, and thanks for coming back.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Let's, for the uninitiated, let's acquaint some and reacquaint others with what Scotty's house is about.
Yeah, so Scotty's house is the Child Advocacy Center of the Brazos Valley. We assist law enforcement and child protective services in the investigations of child abuse. We don't make the determination, but we come in and interview the child in a neutral, child-friendly environment, which just makes the investigation and potential prosecution process overall much easier. We also provide forensic medical exams to collect any potential evidence that may be on the child. And then we also provide counseling because we need to make sure that these children can process what's happened to them so they can go on to lead a happy and healthy life. And that is what United Way, they fund our counseling program. So they really are making an impact in this community to make sure that the children that are our future are getting the help that they need.
You mentioned Brazos Valley, so your service area and in the area of counseling, how many children are we talking about?
So we serve the seven counties, and just last year we served 359 children. Our year ended in September, and so that's a lot of children that have gotten the help that they need. The statistics show that one in four girls and one in six boys will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday, but of those, only 10% are ever going to tell someone. So that number should be much larger.
And as you brought up, counseling is not just a one-time thing. It just doesn't end when a child is interviewed and they go through the justice system, if that's where that leads.
Right. So we provide services to the child and any non-offending family member. So that means if they need one session and they're good, then that's great. But we will provide the child as much help as they need. And then we'll also help out mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, or any siblings that have also been impacted by this.
For those who'd like to learn more about Scotty's House, how can they obtain more information?
Yeah, they can check out our website at scottyshouse.org, or they can give us a call at 979-703-8813.
And is this something where you can be contacted 24/7?
You know, we do have emergency hours, but we're generally contacted by law enforcement and CPS after hours. So we do presentations, go out into the community to talk about child abuse prevention, but to actually come in and have a child interviewed, it has to be initiated by law enforcement or CPS.
And that's, again, something that speaks highly of the cooperation among the law enforcement agencies throughout the seven counties.
Yes, we work very closely with law enforcement agencies in each county, as well as the prosecutors and CPS, because no one agency can do it all alone. So we work together to make it better for the family and the child.
What else have I missed that we need to reacquaint listeners?
Well, if you give to the United Way campaign, you're giving to organizations like Scotty's House, and we participate just like any community organization. On the way in this morning, I gave Allison our campaign form, so please support United Way because it helps us.
And again, Allison, another example of Brazos Valley. We're talking regional assistance being given by the contributions on a regional basis to
Absolutely.
United Way.
Yeah, Scotty's House is a wonderful partner and filling a need that nobody really wants to think exists. But unfortunately, it does, and they're there for the children and for the families that have been through a very terrible situation. And so we're very thankful for that program. But we're thankful that we're able to support their counseling so that it's not just about addressing the immediate, but the long term, and so that we can try and help them become the most successful individuals that they possibly can.
That's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, thanks to Carrie Haynes of Scotty's House and Allison Prince. Again, United Way of the Brazos Valley online at uwbv.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.